everybody. Welcome to the 15th annual mixer between the Beta Beta Tau fraternity and the Zeta Pi Omega sorority. As the president of the Zeta Pis, I, Heather Yancey, promise that as we are hosting the year's mixer, everyone here is going to have a good time. Okay, hold on now, just a second. Before the mixer kicks off, we need to remind ourselves of the mutual respect, honor, and sense of friendship that our two organizations have for each other. This is a mixer to get to know each other and support our endeavors for community and campus service. Not to be too crude about it, but this isn't some party to find our next conquest. We aren't here to haze, or harass, or disrespect each other. We are here to enjoy each other's company and partake of fellowship in the Greek system. Okay? Sound good? And here's hoping that whoever spiked the punch bowl last year does it again tonight. Only kidding. Just a joke. I don't want the sponsors to freak out or anything. Let the party commence.
She's a dream.
More like a nightmare. Trust me on this one, Jimmy.
Just because you dated her?
You dated her?
Mrs. Coleman.
You need to wear a bell so you don't sneak up on any of us.
Why? Is there going to be things going on tonight that I need to be concerned myself with?
Don't look at me.
Jimmy.
I'm as pure as the driven snow.
Ha!
Lana, maybe you should wear a bell.
I can't believe you're at our mixer.
Believe it. I was asked. I got a flower and everything.
It's called a corsage.
I know what it's called.
You've never worn one in your life.
Be careful, Hank. Jealousy is an ugly color on you.
Scorch.
Oh, please.
Yep, that was definitely a scorch, Hank.
She was asked by a BT and was entitled to say yes, Hank.
Yeah, but look at who she came with.
Woohoo! Party! Party! Party!
Zach?
Need I say more?
Shut up, Hank. Hey, Zach.
Lana, it's time we dance, and then we hit up the punch bowl.
Right behind ya.
Party, party, party.
Good choice, Lana. Right up your alley.
Shut up, Hank.
Should I be worried about the punch bowl?
State Struck Audio Theater presents Fraternizing. What is a serious university student to do when her roommates are the members of a frat house? Do as the Romans do or fight against a sea of frat boys? Let's see as we follow the plight of Lana Andrews and her housing arrangements in the Beta Beta Tau fraternity house. This episode,
Party All the Time.
And so we have a canned food drive in October.
That's great. We should do that.
A mitten tree at Christmas time.
Another excellent idea.
And in the spring, we raise awareness for Latvian communities across America.
We have those?
You'd be surprised. We have a scholarship set up to help those of Latvian descent.
You Zeta Pis have it together.
We do our part, Jimmy. Being a member of a sorority is so different than the way it used to be. Oops, hold on a sec.
Wow.
Sorry, it's the cheese in those sandwiches.
I have never been so attracted to someone else in my entire life.
You're just saying that.
And you're not whistling Dixie. Let's dance.
Let's.
You look down, Hank.
You think?
Don't take it out on me.
Sorry, I'm not. It's just...
Lana. This is starting to be one of those records that plays on repeat over and over and over.
Okay, Mrs. Coleman.
You had your chance.
For what?
To ask her to this mixer.
I didn't think she'd want to come.
And yet she did.
She sure did. With her very own Zachary Taylor. Zach the Mac Taylor.
The Mac?
A nickname he gave himself. He found out about my dating track record and decided he was going to, as he put it,
crush it!
And so now he's out on the dance floor with Lana. And it looks like they're having a good time.
It looks like they're having a great time.
Hank, I'm going to check the punch bowl. I've seen that same young man hovering near it for 30 minutes now. He looks suspicious.
He's guarding it.
I doubt that very much. Excuse me.
Miss Coleman.
Hey, buddy! If your face was any longer, it would be so much longer than it already is.
Ooh. Ouch. Hey, Zach, how goes it?
Awesome. As in some kind of awe going on out there. I can see what you see in this chick.
This chick?
Lana! Lucky you, being her sweet mate.
I'll have you know I respect her space and her privacy.
Of course you do, man. Woohoo! What a party. You should be out there dancing, Hank. Oh, wait, you need a partner for that. Here, I'll be your partner, bro. Let's dance.
Zach!
Woohoo! You have no sense of rhythm, dude. But you know who does? You guessed it. Lana. Lana. See you later, man.
As they say in my country, war has just been declared.
What's that you're holding, Jimmy?
It's a cup. I wanted some punch.
That better be all you want here.
Mrs. Coleman, the spiking of the punch bowl thing was kind of a joke.
Did it happen?
Well, yeah, but you had to be there. See, it was just...
I don't care. As the BT sponsor, I am on constant vigil. I have to be with you heathens. Here we are in a mixer with a major sorority on campus, and everyone is hovering near the punch bowl in case someone drops some, I don't know, Mad Dog 2020 in it.
Okay, first of all, no one is hovering. It's just the two of us here. The others are out there dancing. And second, no one in their right mind would put Mad Dog in the punch bowl.
You know what I mean.
Not Mad Dog.
Okay, whatever.
Hey, y'all. How's the punch?
Apparently guarded.
You better believe it. Are your hands empty, Heather?
Yeah. What's going on?
You don't want to know.
She didn't like the spiking the punch bowl joke.
Oh, Mrs. Coleman.
Not on my watch, just so you know.
Okay. Jimmy, you want to dance?
Yes, please. Sorry. Did that sound a bit eager?
It did.
You seem to have that effect on me.
Jimmy, come on. It's just a dance.
Oh. Okay. Sure.
Hey, Miss Coleman.
Lana, are your hands empty?
Yeah. What are you? Oh, got it. Understood.
Have I said that I don't always like being the sponsor for the Beta Beta Tas?
Like, every time I see you. Have you seen Zach?
Not since he breakdanced, or attempted to, in the middle of the floor.
Yeah. He sure does like the attention.
Do I detect a bit of consternation?
That obvious, is it?
You said yes, Lana.
I sure did.
Zach is a unique member of the fraternity.
He sure is. Conceited.
Lana.
Well, he is. Thinks he walks on water, mouths off all the time, barely knows I'm around.
And yet you said yes?
He sure does look good in a tux, though, doesn't he?
I hadn't really thought about...
He's awfully cute.
Cute?
I didn't want to offend your old-fashioned ears.
My... what? Old-fashioned? Oh, well, yeah, well... Lana, he is some kind of hot, as in lava, piece of the sun kind of hot.
Who is?
What are we talking about? Please say it was me.
You guessed it. You caught us.
I know. It's hard not to bring me up in the conversation. Just kidding. Hey, I promise, Mrs. Coleman, you look like a bulldog guarding a bone, if you don't mind me saying so.
I do mind you saying so, Zach.
Oh, you're just joking.
She really isn't.
Oh, sure she is. You need to relax, Mrs. Coleman. You are starting to remind me of the principal from my high school at the prom. He thought we were going to burn down the gym.
If anything happens at this mixer, it comes down on me. I don't want that to happen.
We're the BTs, Mrs. Coleman. What could possibly go wrong?
Famous last words. How about we go dance, Zach, since we haven't tonight?
You know what's a better idea? Me and Mrs. Coleman dancing.
Now, Zach.
Let's go! Yeehaw!
Zach?
Hello there.
And just when the night couldn't get any worse.
Your date is out on the dance floor with a frat sponsor.
I can see that.
And you're standing here by yourself.
I know that too.
And you don't seem happy about it.
How observant of you, Hank.
I could have told you this would happen.
Not now. This isn't the time to play, I could have told you so.
I could have.
Hank.
If you'd only asked.
My dating life, such as it is my business. Mine, not yours, as in not of your concern.
You should have at least asked Jimmy.
You two are in a league with each other.
He's your best bud.
Yes, he is. And if I wanted to ask his advice, I would.
Touchy.
You better believe it.
Okay.
You bring out the worst in me.
Well, let's not be melodramatic now.
Who's being melodramatic? It's called truth. You should try it sometime.
All right. Since it's pretty obvious you want to know why I didn't ask you to the dance.
What?
You obviously have a need to know.
I do not. Of all the conceited...
No. That's your current date. Just remember it. It's Zach's universe and the rest of us are all just renters.
That isn't funny.
It sure isn't, Lana. And FYI, I got too busy helping Mrs. Coleman plan this mixer to even get a date. I'm batching it tonight.
Who says I would have said yes? Your ego is so...
Lana.
Don't speak to me right now, Hank. I'm having to endure Zach trip Miss Coleman across the dance floor right now. I can only handle one problem at a time.
The other reason I didn't ask is because I thought you would say no to me.
You thought?
We don't have a great track record.
You can say that again.
We don't have.
Okay, Hank, I get it.
And you saying no to me right now isn't something I could handle.
What are you trying to say?
I think you know, Lana.
No, I don't. As you like to point out all the time, I'm a dumb little freshman.
I'm starting to have feelings for...
Hey, hey, why so glum? You two need to get out there and dance. No.
You should. The DJ is great. It's an awesome party.
If you say so.
I do. Go.
I'd rather sit this one out.
Nope, not gonna let you, Hank. Come on.
Heather, I am in no mood.
You will be.
She's insane.
She is.
And intelligent.
I had no idea. You could have fooled me.
And funny. She has a great sense of humor.
Jimmy?
And really pretty.
Then go back out there and dance with her, Jimmy.
I'm just another warm body to her. The problem with Heather is Heather knows she's all those things I mentioned.
She's beginning to sound like someone else I know.
You said yes.
Thanks for reminding me.
Hank is right out there, Lana.
So what?
You two are the worst. You know what? I'm done talking to you about it. Either get on with it and find out if he's a good guy or not, or quit talking about it.
Jimmy?
Hey, Jimmy! You better watch flirt with my date like that, man. I'm the one she came in with.
But haven't seen much of since we got here.
What's that? You look like you just failed your nursing exam, Lana.
What is going on here?
Mrs. Coleman.
Jimmy, has anyone been near the punch bowl?
I have. Lana has.
Great. Get out of the way. Unless there's Everclear in there, I think it's fine.
No one is going to spike the punch bowl.
Trust me, Mrs. Coleman, it isn't going to happen, not on my watch.
You've barely been over here.
The beta-beta-tas are above that kind of thing.
Since when? Need I remind you that you're on probation
for- Not my fault! I wasn't even a part of that!
Are you a BT, Zach?
Well, yeah, sure, but-
Then you were involved.
Hey, that's our song, Lana. Time to dance. Bye!
Hey, wait a minute!
And they're gone. This whole mixer is starting to stress me out, Jimmy. And I don't like being stressed out. I've said that to you before, yes?
You have.
I don't like it. I'm not cut out to be up half the night with a bunch of half-crazed college kids who are dancing, trying to pair off with each other, and spiking the punch bowl.
It isn't going to happen.
I am an administrator in academic affairs. That's what I do every day, and yet, here I am, half the night, trying to make sure Armageddon doesn't happen around here.
Has anyone told you you're dramatic?
No. Am I?
You are right now. Just calm down and enjoy it. Just remember, it's for a good cause.
That's right. You're right, Jimmy. Thanks. Now, go give me that fork so I can guard the punch bowl.
That Mrs. Coleman is on the warpath.
No doubt. Good call with a punch bowl distraction.
The Zeta Pis have been in this rodeo before. Our sponsor checks our rooms all the time.
Ouch. So what's the poison tonight?
One of the girls has a friend who's majoring in chemistry.
Ooh, meaning what? This is beginning to sound like a TV show.
No, he has a recipe for some kind of Norwegian mead that is supposed to kick like a mule.
Ooh, I like mules that kick.
What about your date?
She can fend for herself. In the van?
Yes, and not a word to anyone. We're only letting a few know about it.
Why's that?
No offense, but we don't want to be on probation like the Beta Beta Tas.
Yes, good point. Okay, wish me luck.
Hold on a minute. This is a fundraiser.
I thought we were raising awareness for the Latvian refugees.
You didn't think it was free, did you?
I sure did. How much?
$5.
Five? Heather? This is me you're talking to.
Yeah, you're lucky I don't charge you 10.
Heather, now listen, honey, you don't want
to... Keep your hands to yourself, Zach. I made that mistake once. once.
I was only trying to show you.
You sure were, and you'd better stop. One of the Zeta Pi sisters plays volleyball, and I would love to try out her new spiking technique on your head.
Old flames die hard, I guess, honey.
Not this one, Precious. $5 or no fire water.
Fine, here.
In the van.
Lovely. See you later, sweetie.
Call me that again, and you won't.
You appear to be dateless.
I have been most of the night.
Could have told you that would happen with...
Finish that sentence, Jimmy, and your name goes on my list. And then I put a line through it.
Okay.
Why am I striking out in the guy department?
Well...
Do not answer that.
Come on, let's go dance.
No, not in the mood.
We can go help Mrs. Coleman patrol the punch bowl.
Forget it. Hey, where is everybody anyway?
What do you mean?
This place was packed a half hour ago.
You two look like the president and VP of the Lonely Hearts Club.
You're hysterical. Go away.
I only came to say hello.
And say something hateful about standing here all by myself, with my date who knows where, and me buying this brand new dress and wearing this beautiful flower and...
It's a nice dress.
What?
Your dress. I like it. It's lovely.
And there you go.
What now?
Being sarcastic about my dress.
I was serious. It's lovely.
He means it. He's not joking.
You're not?
He's not.
I'm not, I promise.
Hank, that is the nicest thing you have...
Hank, hey, the pledge master of your frat should spin me around the dance floor.
Hey, Heather.
And they're off.
She's
like that. Heather is known for her impulsive behavior.
Does she know she stinks?
Stinks? That's awfully third grade of you to say, Lana.
No, I mean she stinks. As in a strong, overpowering odor about herself.
That's even worse.
I'm sure she uses deodorant, Jimmy. That's not the kind of stench I'm talking about.
What are you talking about then?
Lana! Where have you been? I've been looking for you everywhere!
I've been right here, Zach. All by my little lonesome.
Look! You should come outside for a breath of fresh air.
I thought this was a dance.
It is. Come on.
Hold on. Be there in a sec. Jimmy!
What is it?
I hate to tell you, but Zach has the same scent as the lovely Heather.
Oh, dear.
As in fermented beverage type of scent.
Just great.
Lana, let's go!
Coming.
Lana.
If I end up kicked off this campus, Jimmy, I'm blaming the Beta Beta Taws.
And to think I once liked these mixer things.
Zach, what are we doing out here?
I haven't seen you half the night, Lana.
And that's my fault?
If you say so.
It was a question, not a statement.
The Zeta Pis have a bit of a surprise for the select few in the back of that van. I thought you might want to take a look.
Are you kidding me?
It's no big thing. You just hop in the back, say hi to some of the gang, and go out the front door.
I'm not into homemade brew, Zach.
Not so loud. Come on.
I may just be some old hick girl from a small town, as you've pointed out a time or two, but I know the stench of homebrew when I smell it.
Oh, it does not.
It reeks.
Please.
And stop pawing at me.
I wasn't.
Oh, really? And what is that with your hands all over me right now?
I'm flirting.
You're failing.
Come on, Lana, just a sip or two and you'll relax and enjoy the party.
I'm underage, Zach, or doesn't that matter to you?
It's no big deal.
And I said yes when you asked me to this thing. What was I thinking?
Well, Hank didn't ask, did he?
What's he got to do with it?
Our beloved pledge master takes out yet another one. He thinks he's big man on campus, but he's got another thing coming.
I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, please, Lana. You can't keep your eyes off of him every time he enters a room.
You're dreaming.
I just thought I would beat him to the punch and show him up for once by taking out his next conquest.
Next what?
You heard me.
I am nobody's conquest. Hank's, yours, or anyone's.
Lana, I didn't mean it like that.
Give me another definition for conquest, Zach.
Hey, keep it down out there, lovebirds. There's some serious drinking going on in here. Oh, hey, Lana, how about...
No.
You didn't even let me finish.
No, thank you.
Lana, come on. Don't you go in there and tell anybody. Especially Mrs. Coleman.
Why don't you advertise it to the entire campus?
Why don't you shut up and let me in?
There's a lot of people walking in and out of the party, Jimmy. Is there something I'm missing?
They're all getting fresh air.
Hey, hey, is this the lull of the party or what? And what about all those poor Latvian refugees?
I'm beginning to suspect foul play.
I'm sure no one's been killed yet, Mrs. Coleman.
Where's Heather?
Not here.
Where's Zach?
Again, not here.
Before you go and remind us that we're on probation, Mrs. Coleman, don't go jumping to conclusions.
I'll jump anywhere I want. Where's Lana?
She's not here either, and neither is Zach. Okay, this isn't funny anymore.
Would you two just calm down?
This party stinks.
Ah, don't do that.
Do what?
Go sneaking up on everybody. Miss Coleman has us jumpy and you weren't around.
Well, now I'm back.
Where were you?
Getting a breath of fresh air.
Aha. Let me smell your breath, Lana.
Whoa. Hold on now. Maybe we should have the DJ play some better music.
Whatever for?
To liven things up. That's a sponsor's job, Mrs. Coleman.
I think I'd like to go outside and see what's going on.
Nope. Jimmy is right. The music is your department, Mrs. Coleman.
Since when?
Haven't you read the bylaws?
You're funny. Get out of the way. I'm going to have a talk with this guy who's passing himself off as a DJ.
Lana, what in the world is going on?
You don't want to know.
We may not want to know, but we need to know. I can tell by the look on your face that something's not right. Is it Zach?
You could say that.
Where is he?
Is Heather involved?
You could say that too.
Uh-oh.
They've had it.
Hank, don't.
Lana, the frat's probation is contingent on us walking the straight and narrow. We have a few who don't understand that. Your boyfriend, Zach, is one of them.
He's not my boyfriend.
You can argue that later. Let me guess. They've got some booze outside somewhere?
Guys, please, I don't want to be responsible for getting anyone into any trouble.
Lana!
I get it. No problem. But you're going to have to distract Mrs. Coleman while Hank and I work our mojo.
They have some homemade stuff in the back of a big white van out there.
Just great. Come on.
Hold on. I have a cunning plan. Lana, you're on Mrs. Coleman duty. Hank, you and I are going to make sure we don't have any of our frat brothers break our probation. I hope you remember your acting one class.
Oh, I aced it. Let's do this thing.
Okay, break a leg.
If I don't break Zach's first.
Jimmy, Hank, hey guys.
Hey dudes! Come on in, the octane is high in here.
You guys gotta get out of here.
Right now.
What is it?
Calm down, fellas.
Calm down? We are on probation and the campus fuzz is inside checking out the mixer.
For what?
What do you think?
The BTs are on probation. We can't afford to get caught with anything.
Stupid going on.
Oh man, I still have my speech to give about the poor, downtrodden Latvian refugees.
We gotta get out of here. Wait! I should go in and talk to the cops. I'm good with the cops.
Hardly. You can barely string a sentence together.
And you smell like a brewery.
On a bad day. A really bad day.
I have to go get Lana!
Nope. You guys need to go. I'll take care of Lana.
I'm the president of the Zeta Pies, and I should go in there and make my speech.
No time. Put the pedal to the metal.
But hey, listen, Jimmy!
How many are underage in this van?
Oops. Good point.
Oh yeah. We're out of here.
And that's my acting one class paying off.
I would like to thank the Academy.
No doubt. High five.
Down low.
On the side.
And we missed. You're so fifth grade.
And you're welcome.
Let's go crank up this mixer.
I like the sound of that.
This thing is about to wind down, and I have successfully defended the punch bowl.
You sure did, Miss Coleman. Good job.
You got that right. No out-of-control drinking on my watch. The beta-beta tas can go on for another day.
Is that such a good thing?
You bet it is. You're just down because Zach isn't around.
I wasn't too thrilled when he was here.
You said yes.
I don't need anyone else reminding me of that.
Hey, hey.
What have we missed?
Miss Coleman defending the punch bowl.
Like a boss, by the way.
Where's Zach?
Not here.
What does that mean?
Not here. Let's dance.
Who? You and me?
Yeah, why not?
Hank.
Why not?
Yeah. What they said.
Go out there and dance.
Come on. I promise not to bite. This time.
Okay, fine.
Well, don't be too enthusiastic about it.
Okay, fine.
Your enthusiasm is underwhelming. Let's go.
Now let's hope they can have one dance without killing each other.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
So the van is gone?
What van?
The van? Just how out of the loop do you think I am?
But, Mrs. Coleman, you didn't say anything.
Leaving it in your capable hands? And when I see Zach again, I'm going to boot him to the moon.
But...
And the sponsor for the Zeta Pies is also going to get a piece of my mind. A big one.
We took care of the van and we'll...
Never mind. We'll work it out later. Right now, you're going to get me some punch.
Look at this. I haven't stepped on your feet yet.
Hooray for small victories.
Zach won't be coming back to the party.
Here's me surprised.
But I'm here.
Yep. Another hooray is in order, don't you think?
And I'm dancing with one of the smartest gals I know.
Smartest? That's the best you've got?
I didn't want to patronize you with a "you look pretty tonight" line.
Go ahead. Try me.
You look pretty tonight.
Thank you.
And we're not fighting.
Give it time.
Hey, I've got a great idea. Let's just enjoy this dance. You know, one step at a time.
You know what? Why don't we? Let's.
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Fraternizing, Party All the Time. In the cast, as Lana, Madison Baker, Hank, Kieran Shaitler, Jimmy, Wesley Schweigert, Mrs. Coleman, Emily Graves.
As Heather, Crosby Moody. As Zach, Brett Jones.
Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department. Thank you.